Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's almost always about that.
In fact, this week, I should have done it like that. Who is this?
Don't worry about it.
This week's episode, we talk about airport behavior. We're basically doing stand-up comedy.
So basically what I go ahead and do is we start the podcast and I go like this. What is up with airplane food?
That's who this is. What is up with airplane food? You can't hardly taste it because you're so high up in the sky. Can't hardly taste it.
I actually don't think that that's the joke that he said he tells.
Oh, okay.
It's not what is up with airplane food. You can't hardly taste it.
Okay. What is up with airplane food? It's up there so high in the sky along with you. It's up there with you. It's up there with you.
I don't think it's about how the food is up in the sky.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What's up with airplane food? It's made from bones. It's made from bones.
Bones?
I think that's the joke.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's more of a delivery comic. It's more of a rhythm thing than an actual punchline thing. Anyway, this is going to be a wonderful episode of nonsense, as they all are. We sing a lot of this episode.
We love you, and we're so excited.
We write the best song we've ever written.
We write the... Not true. That's patently untrue. Hit it, Grant.
Mama said...
I just wanna see a boy beg on the pavement. I saw a TikTok of a guy being like cutting an excerpt from one of Drake's songs that's like, her booty bounce, 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 like dance on me girl, bounce, booty, bounce, whatever. And the caption was, this man is in his 40s, by the way.
No, totally.
By the way.
Can you hit me with it again?
I just wanna see a girl beg. Oh, wait, hold on. I just wanna see a man beg on the pavement. I just wanna see a bad beg on the pavement.
One more time.
I just wanna see a man beg on the pavement.
Yeah, oh, keep it going.
I just wanna see a man beg on the pavement.
Are you with me?
I just wanna see a man beg on the pavement.
Are you with me? Do you wanna see a man beg on the pavement? Whoa. I was down with it until you started doing the slide whistle. The slide whistle is diabolical.
Wanna see a man
is half
break.
Your shirt sideways?
Yeah.
Reeve. Is half your shirt sideways?
This is by an exclusive designer called Scotch and Soda, a brand coming out of Amsterdam. Did you know it was an Amsterdam brand?
Of course. Do you understand the level, the chokehold? Do we still say chokehold? That feels problematic. Are you noticing the wig?
What actually was crossing my mind is like, what if we go through the rest of this episode and just never address the wig?
The cast of the Book of Mormon between the years 2015 and 2017. For whatever reason, musical theater boys in that era, we were buying up the store.
I remember you bringing
Why?
Me into the Scotch and Soda in New York.
What was it?
I think you felt like
there was
it
one
was...
near a Patagonia. Patagonia and Scotch and Soda were like in that.
I think you 2013 felt like it was to 2018, and you were finally making money.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
And maybe they had the V-necks that you so desired.
Okay, no, but it was post V-neck.
Maybe they had the V-necks that you were so crazy horny for.
Yeah, it felt fancy. Yeah. It did feel fancy, it still felt artsy.
Yeah.
But now they sell Scotch and Soda at Sam's Club. Did you know this?
No way.
Yes.
Well, I got this scotch and soda, obviously.
At Sam's Club?
Well, I got this scotch and soda at Kroger.
This is from Kroger.
This is from this top and skirt set. For those of you begging to know.
We're begging. We're dying.
Came from none other than the Nordstrom Rack. Now, I was stuck at a hotel for a weekend in a not fun city because of some sandwich.
Name the city. Name the city.
I don't want to.
Name the city.
I don't want to.
Say the name of the city. And the people from there can defend it.
I don't want to.
Grant and I come for Albuquerque all the time. Grant and I go hard after Albuquerque.
Let's say the...
I will die on the hill. Albuquerque and Houston. And for those of you who need some entertainment, Google Houston zoning laws and prepare to be amazed.
Okay. That sounds...
Grant said, those of you who need some entertainment and didn't follow up with Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be performing at...
and didn't follow up with this podcast, by the way.
Yeah,
for those of you who need some entertainment, keep listening.
For those of you who need entertainment...
I'm going to call this city Anywhere Town, USA. And I was stuck there for a
will
weekend.
Will you give us a state that it's in, at least?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, I was sandwiched in between two work things, so I had two down days in Anywhere Town, USA, and the only thing to do in Anywhere Town, USA was to go to the Nordstrom Rack in my hotel. I was up above a Nordstrom Rack, and I knew it the whole time.
Welcome to Clear the Rack. This weekend only, we're doing fucking... the red tag sale.
On the 13th floor of my hotel, it was just an escalator ride.
Welcome to Nordstrom Rack, where all your dreams come true. Every single designer you could possibly want, if they couldn't sell their shit elsewhere, it arrives here at Nordstrom Rack.
They had ugly Karl Lagerfeld bags and a bunch of hair ties.
Hey, over here. It's me, all the Ralph Lauren stuff.
I was up above a Nordstrom Rack and just killing time. I was killing time.
Hey, come over here to the Hey, come over here to the watch section. It's a bunch of for some reason Calvin Klein makes watches and we're all in here. Hey, for some reason, the brand Invictus only exists here in the Nordstrom Rack watch section. Glad you're here.
Just 13 floors away from the Nordstrom Rack, I was for 48 hours.
Thank you for joining us at Clear the Rack. We're glad you came.
So I was buying things downstairs, taking them up to my hotel room, trying them on, going back downstairs, returning them, buying more
Wait,
things.
Wait, really?
Yeah, what else am I going to do? I had nothing to do.
That's kind of fire, actually.
Yeah.
Did it feel like, I've actually never experienced, I don't think I've ever had a shopping experience like that.
I was staying at a W hotel.
In what town?
Anywhere Town, okay. USA.
Oh, right. Sorry. Anywhere Town, USA. Yep.
And I would just go down the elevator.
The lobby of the Anywhere Town, USA W is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. And there's a Libra at the front. You rustling snacks is the loudest thing ever. There's a Libra at the front desk of the W of Anywhere Town, USA, who rivals me in eye contact to a degree. I'm like, hey, babe, I lost my hotel key. You couldn't be rustling the snacks louder, Grant.
Are you calling people who work at the front desk, babe?
I didn't call. I may have called him babe. I can't remember. He seemed gay to me.
Okay, that's what my question is. It's like, what calculus are you doing to justify babe?
I don't know if I called him babe, but I do call people babe sometimes. But I'm like, hey.
And who is that?
Anyone who seems babe.
Okay. Do I seem babe to you,
Not
Grant?
Not at fucking all. So anyway.
I wasn't asking you, Grant. Do I seem babe to you? Like, would you call me babe ever?
I'm too busy trying to manage the spice level in my fucking mouth right now from these...
from those Dinamito Doritos?
From these gas station chips.
Uh-huh.
So...
Today, by the way, on Mom Said, is snack day.
The eating is crazy.
Gabe brought a bunch of snack. Allie brought some fries. We're killing it.
So I bring my ID to the guy at the front desk of the W hotel, and I'm like, hey, I lost my key, can you make me a new one? And he's like, please let me see your ID. And he grabs my ID. And already I'm like, he's flirting with me. Not in a romantic way, but in the way that I also flirt with everyone. So I'm like.
So you guys are on the same wavelength.
He's like, well, let me see your ID. And I'm like, of course. And then he looks at my ID and he goes, Libra. And I look at him and I go, Libra. And we're both like, yeah, we're both Libras. And then we're both like, we're the best, aren't we? Da 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 da. We're like 3 inches from each other's face. Chi 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 chi. He gives me ID. I'm like, I love you down.
Did you say I love you down?
Oh, yes, I did. I love encountering other Libras in the wild.
I worked with someone this week who, like, when they were receiving, this is how I'm feeling old now on in work environments. No, I know I'm old, and like, but I'm feeling extra old in work environments when someone is like, hey, do you need blah blah blah? And I'm like, oh, no, actually, I'm gonna go, you know, 10-1. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and I'm gonna be right back. When I tell someone I was on a set, I'm trying not to talk about what, but
yeah.
I was on a set and I was talking to one of the PAs and I was like, hey, I have to run to the bathroom. I'm gonna be right back. And every single time, like in earnest, they would be like, Slay.
Slay, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that is message received in a way that it's like,
I'm not Gen Z, by the way, but I called an executive at my company today, dude, King, in a meeting.
No, you, okay, King rocks. But when someone is like,
I said, I'm not doing that, King.
I'm like, hey, I have to leave early for this thing or whatever. And they're like, Slay.
They're like, vibe.
Slay.
Period, by the way.
No, literally period. All the time. All the time I'll be like, hey, do we have, what time is lunch? And they're like, 4:30. I'm like, 4:30. That's great. And they're like, period. And I'm like, cool. It is so normal to me. I'm not describing it well. The thing about it that's jarring is the fact that I'm clearly the only one noticing.
And you're clearly the only one not speaking that language.
You're the loser. That's what's jarring to me is how it's not even like, we're not even doing any more. Oh, Slay. We're doing Slay. Like, yeah. It is.
It's a word. Yeah. Yeah, it's a word.
And I know I sound old when I'm doing this, but it just was hitting me this last week that I was like, oh man, I'm old.
I think you have to remember the, how do I say this? The like singularity of the type of environments you are in compared to other people.
Are people saying Slay at your job?
No. See, that's what I'm saying.
But I've always existed in artsy fartsy sort of like alternate spaces, and Slay didn't exist in those spaces.
And I would say there's only one person who talks like this at my job, and that's
you.
Moi.
Why do you do that?
Because I'm there for 15 hours a day, so I might as well be myself.
You're giving Gen Z stolen valor is what it's giving.
1,000%. And sometimes people are like, we need a Gen Z's opinion, Allie. And I'm like, I'm 31. I'm 31. I just talk like this. It's because I'm exhausted.
I'm 31. I just talk like this. Yeah. I'm just trying to be fun in a corporate space.
I'm just trying to hold on to my humanity.
I'm trying to exist here.
Post AI.
Half my shirt is sideways.
Apocalyptic.
I got it at Scotch and Soda.
Late stage capitalism.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here in person.
I got it
and
at the Nordstrom
Zoom.
Rack in Anywhere Town, USA.
Okay. Back to your Nordstrom Rack. Which, by the way, what we started saying is I've never had a shopping experience like that.
Yeah.
Where essentially you have the greatest dressing room of all time.
I live at the Nordstrom Rack.
Which is 13 floors up.
Yeah, I live at the Nordstrom Rack. And I don't even look at the prices. I just buy whatever seems fun. And then I take it upstairs and I'm like, oi noi, this doesn't fight. And then I bring it downstairs and I return it. It's awesome.
But also, you get to see it in real lighting.
Get to see it in real lighting.
And you get to like walk around.
I get to do choreography, jump on the bed.
Really test
it out.
Yeah.
There are some new apartments in downtown Santa Monica that were built on top of a, not Ralph's. What's the other one? Name some grocery stores in Los Angeles. Vaughn's.
Kroger's.
Was I right?
Yeah, I got it on the first one. Great.
Airwind. Wow.
Built on top of a Vons and an Equinox.
Oh. Whoa.
And I'm like, would that be cool? Or would I be never leaving my apartment?
Yep. Would it feel like the International Space Station, but on the ground?
But also, it'd be sick to never buy groceries and you just pop downstairs for your ingredients every day.
It's
and
really,
yeah.
As a person who experienced it for 2 weeks in a hotel, it's a bummer. Mm.
No, but you're talking about Nordstrom Rack and yeah, he's talking about
But I was living in the hotel for 2 weeks. It was a bummer. It was like this.
Living in any hotel for 2 weeks sucks butt, though.
Sucks booty. Unless...
Hotels for a few... I think there's a...
unless you're at the Shangri-La.
Doesn't matter. I think there's a four-night max.
Where I agree. After you start four to nights, feel claustrophobic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you realize, like, oh, this space, there's also hundreds of other ones around it. And it's like, even if it's a nice one, it still feels like...
And nothing is special. And nothing is special and nothing is new. And what is it all for?
Wow.
And the earth is burning. Nothing is special. Nothing is new. What is it all for? Nothing is special.
Nothing is special.
That we all knew.
That we all knew.
But what are we going for?
What are we chasing after going for?
Nothing is special.
Nothing is special at all.
At the W. Sorry to the W. Very good hotel chain.
Here's also, by the way, if anyone at home, any of the adoits listening to this, want to just Google W Hotel with Nordstrom
you
Rack.
You think
in
there's
the basement?
Only one W Hotel above a Nordstrom Rack in America? Sincerely doubt it. Sincerely
right.
doubt it.
You're right. We live in a tough place.
We live in a tough climate. But what I wanted to talk about actually doubles down on such a thing. I want to talk about people's airport behavior.
You want to talk about the UFC stadium they're building in the lawn at the White House? Did you see that?
You're lying through your teeth.
I'm dead ass.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
No, I'm dead ass.
Remind me what UFC is. I know it's fighting, but what kind? The real kind or the fake kind?
Mixed martial arts, the real kind.
Okay, and they're doing it in the lawn of the White House for who?
Who do you think?
But why?
They're not doing it for Mr. Rogers.
Why are they doing... what's the rationale?
Birthday. I think birthday.
A birthday party.
Yeah. Right. Let that sink in.
And by the way, it's already sunk.
Yeah. Oh, we've sunk.
It already sunk.
And hey, ultimately, no worries.
No, do be worried, but not here in this 45 minutes.
No worries.
Do be worried.
Everything's wonderful.
I
no
actually
worries.
Do think you should be worried.
No worries
at
I all.
Actually think we should be ringing the alarms.
Okay. But the biggest worry we should have is... airport behavior.
I am going to go out on a limb. I know I've made a statement about this in the past, but mm-hmm. I'd like to make an even broader statement.
Even broader.
Mm-hmm. I've said in the past that if I see a man's toes in the airport or on the airplane, it's...
I want you, by the way, you're going to be so mad at me. We haven't done this in 75 episodes. Just a little lower because if we clip anything you say, we want to see you.
Okay. If I see a man's toes in the airport or in the airplane, it's lights out.
You're killing him.
Killing him.
Dead.
Dead.
You're killing him dead.
Ending his human life.
Yes. This is why, actually, Allie sits in the emergency exit row on every flight she takes, because she needs access to a door. Just in case there's a man who shows up.
I know we've talked about this before, but because of that one time... when that man got his toes tangled all in my wired headphones.
I understand.
When he was going to sit in his seat.
I understand.
Like, oh, sorry, oh. Sorry.
Wait, here's, I know we've talked about it before, but let's revisit. I have socks on, so we're safe. Was this man, so normally when you have a situation where you bump into someone or you're tangled in someone's something, you're going, whoop, whoop, whoop. Was this man with his toes going, oh, sorry, whoop, whoop,
basically.
That's horrendous.
All I know is that there was a moment where a wire was hooked around one of his toes, and I was like, great.
So this is why Allie
now
sits
they
in
have
the emergency
to dispose
exit row
of this airplane.
In case she needs to pop open the...
I actually board every airplane with a parachute on the occasion that I sit next to a man with his toes
She
out.
Clips it on him. Like tightens it.
I clip it on
him.
The man.
shoves
clip
him
it on
off.
The man and I shove him out.
Yeah.
Can I say, this is not what I wanted to talk about, but Can I say, ever since that one airplane door just went flying off the side of the airplane like a year or two ago? You guys remember this?
Yeah.
The Alaska flight?
Yeah.
I think about it on every flight.
Really?
Especially when I'm sitting by the door.
Oh.
Because if the door goes flying, which is of course a possibility as it has already happened and anything is possible.
Sure. Anything's possible.
The circus. Okay. So I was, what's the one that the general sings?
Oh my God. There's some Adoids listening to us.
What's the one that the general sings? If you do come up with it and I can't think of it.
Just go for it.
But if you do come up with it and you sing it, it will be in our heads for days because I had like the general song stuck in my head and now I can't remember it.
Okay, keep talking.
It's got kind of a problem to it.
I know. I also am not interested. I'm not gonna look it up. I'm just gonna have it noodle in the back of my brain. But
so
keep going.
I feel like
you've been thinking about that.
Well, it would suck to go flying, of course.
It would suck you and you'd go flying.
And that would blow.
Yeah.
It would suck and that would blow.
It would suck and that would blow, dude.
But the statement I wanted to make is regarding everyone's toes. That's right. Girls, you know I love you and you know I'm literally always on your side.
Are you about to turn on women?
I'm not turning on women. Get out of my camera.
Boy, time out. Brother, we knew they couldn't actually stay on each other's team forever, huh? We had to. Grant doesn't want to be pulled into this bit.
Grant,
boy,
resist.
Time out. Really? They absolutely can't stay on each other's team. She's about to turn on women. We knew it.
Resist.
We knew it.
Resist, Grant.
Boy, time in.
He resisted. Woo! Anyway, I just don't know that anyone's toes should be out. It's kind of disgusting. Anyone's toes.
Sure. What if they're super, super dialed, super doctored, super clean? If they're still toes, though,
huh? I've seen it, though. There was a woman wearing wedges, and she had a pedicure, and I was like, now what fresh hell is this?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing corked wedges at the airport in May? And why are you wearing corked wedges at the airport in May? And she had a dog that she was carrying in a bag, and the dog looked petrified.
Also, you didn't need to say that. You said she was wearing corked wedges at the airport in May. I knew she had a dog.
Right. Right.
I knew she had a dog.
You knew she had a dog and an ankle brace.
I knew she had a dog and an ankle brace.
And why the ankle brace? Because of the inappropriate wedge wearing.
And
the insistence on wearing wedges in inappropriate spaces.
And there was at least 13% of the outfit was velour.
100%. And I'm like, my babe, my queen, my love, I'm on your side in almost all instances. But would it kill you to throw on a sneak?
Yeah.
Would it kill you to throw on the sneak while you're barreling through the airport with your thousands of bags and your dog?
Grant has been locked and loaded with microphone to face for...
Have we perhaps got too loose with the dog thing?
Oh, you know what?
Sometimes I'm getting a little pissed off in public.
No,
sometimes.
I get it. Well, here's what I think. If I don't notice your dog and then all of a sudden I go, oh my God, there's a dog over there. Fantastic.
This woman had the dog in the bag and her wedges on and the ankle brace. And she couldn't carry the dog because of, I don't know, the way she is.
Her religious beliefs.
And she stole one of the wheelchairs that was like set for, I watched her do it. That was like set for someone.
A person who
put
needed it?
Put the bag of the dog in the wheelchair and went barreling down the gate to get on the flight. Abandoned the wheelchair right before he got on the flight, picked the bag up with the dog and went on the plane.
Oh, so there's more things going on
I said,
than just ankle brace.
And the man behind her kept being like, please, can I help you? And she was like, no, I got it. I'm like, it's unbelievable to me. And people yelling at their partners.
Oh, people be mad.
Jennifer, come over here. And then Jennifer walks over and is like, Kyle, what?
And I'm like, y'all are
whoa.
In public.
And by the way, I can hear you.
And by the way, we're also all here.
We're also all here. And you guys are full volume yelling at each other. That has got to be American.
It has to be. No one else in other countries is yelling about this. Definitely to answer Grant's question, I do think we've gone too far with the dog thing, but mostly it's about like, we're now letting, like it used to be only rich ladies with tiny dogs who couldn't do anything wrong. Now it's fucking big dogs at a coffee shop that are also misbehaving ass dogs.
Yeah, we're talking about outside of the airport?
Yeah, I mean in general.
Just in general, the dog thing.
I'm loving anywhere a dog is.
No, I like dogs too, but stance. sometimes you're in a space where like clearly this dog
it's
is like
not sanitary.
It's not sanitary. It's also like,
and like I'm the weird one if I'm not okay with the dog and the whatever.
Whose mouth do you think is cleaner, me or a dog?
You.
What do we mean by cleaner?
Random germs.
You. Dogs be licking their own and sniffing their own and sniffing each other's. Go ahead,
Allie, sorry. I'm curious to hear your take on this. Did you see that like head of transportation was like, let's bring back, like stop wearing pajamas to the airport. Let's bring back respectable attire at the airport. 100%. Did you see this? And low key, I hate to say it, I kind of agree with
that. I agree too.
I'm always fitted on the plane and I'm blown away.
I'm recently fitted on the plane.
I'm blown away. Maybe I'm getting old, but I'm like, y'all look sloppy and it's, I'm going to say it, disrespectful.
No. Agree. Dude, see, I agree because
I was discussing with this with my girlfriend and she disagreed. And now I'm glad you guys agree.
Sweatpants.
She's pro jammies on the plane.
This is why it's hard and cannot be regulated, because sweatpants, athleisure, like a respectable sweat is totally fair, especially like sometimes I'm flying to London. It's 11 hours on the plane. Yes, like I'm not wearing denim.
But respectable sweat implies that someone understands and has enough cultural context for what is respectable sweat.
That's why I say it's not regulatable, because it's like you can't be like wear a real outfit or a respectable chic sweats.
I don't think there should be actual rules, but I do think there's something to like.
There's a cult. We should be shaming people.
Yeah.
We should be shaming people.
Yeah.
We should absolutely be shaming people.
Well, I'd like to recognize that some of this has to do with financial ability.
For sure.
Some people can't afford a suit. Can't afford a three-piece tux for the airplane. And that totally fine. Everyone's situations are different.
No, I totally understand. And not everybody lives above a Nordstrom rack. So it's hard for people don't have access to.
So few of us live above a Nordstrom.
People don't have access to last season's Vince sweaters. So.
And by the way, multiple seasons ago. Who knows when Scotch and Soda came up with this number?
2000. That's their 2013 sideways shirt.
If I don't care about something being old, obviously I've never kept up with what's new or whatever. That I feel like that's a myth. Like who does that?
I don't have this.
I would love
or the money.
For clothing to have dates in it.
Some designers do.
Like, so I could know, like, this is a 2014 shirt.
No, some designers do. Like it'll be, like, Allie Gibbs Spring 2014. Like, it'll be, like, on the label.
Yeah. I want that.
It's time for...
Some of them have it.
Or some of our segments.
Wait. Oh. Do a haiku about airport behavior.
Lace up your shoes. And... Stop yelling at your wife and kids. You are outside.
You are ultimately outside.
Lace up your shoes. And maybe stop yelling at your wife and kids. You are outside.
And maybe even more than outside, you are in the liminal space that is the between, where we all have to go to get somewhere.
We all have to be in the between, bro. Shared aired.
I'm actually really tired of being in the in between.
No, I get it.
When you fly too much, your throat gets dry. My throat is dry. How do I get it hydrated? I need an IV.
That was a crazy song. I play the nylon guitar. Anyway, Al, do you want to do a segment or a haiku, or should I talk about something that I wanted to talk about?
Talk about.
Well, I felt like
I'll just do a haiku.
You need to do a haiku.
Okay.
And then we move into the next section. The breath with reverb is crazy.
Nordstrom Rack saved me. Nordstrom Rack will save us all if we would let it.
Wow. I think actually that's going to be on our mother's tombstone.
Our mom told us, and by the way, for legal purposes, this is a joke.
We've said this.
But our mom told us that when she dies, she wants us to spread her ashes in the TJ Maxx.
Which, respect.
And I promise to, and for legal reasons, I don't promise to. For relationship reasons, I never said that.
Yeah. No, totally. Each and every week, you guys send us a voice memo of a problem you're having, and we try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least...
music.
This week's... I'm still wearing the wig.
Yeah, keep going.
I totally forgot.
Keep going.
This week comes in from Jess Price, who we went to college with. Do you remember Jess Price?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Jess Price.
Hi, Jess.
And Jess, who says, by the way, says at the very beginning that we can use a full name. So.
Okay. Yay. Thanks, being... Jess Price.
Hey, Gibbsubs. I don't know if you remember me from college, but my name is Jess Price. You can use my full name. I'm not going to say anything weird.
We already did.
Love the pod. Did. Thank you so much for introducing me to Sweet Mouth by Kenton. New favorite album. God. Wouldn't be surprised if it's in my Spotify Wrapped at the end of this year. But that's kind of where my problem comes in. So I have to get an MRI soon. Very, very nervous for that. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to wear headphones. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking of listening to Sweet Mouth all the way through. But then I remembered the songs in that album either make me cry or they make me want to wiggle. I can't wiggle around in an MRI machine. So if you guys could write me a song that I could listen to on a loop for 35 minutes while I get my MRI done.
Oh my God.
That'd be great. Or if you just want to suggest some songs, that would also be great. Anyway, thanks guys. Love the pod.
So we need to write an emotionally neutral song that will not make you dance.
And also remind me to send this to Kenton after this because Kenton's going to love that.
Okay. Ready?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, Grant, are you ready to participate?
Yeah.
In the singing? Okay. Here we go.
Don't cry or wiggle this time. Don't cry or wiggle this time. It's very important that you stay still. Don't cry or wiggle this time. It's very important that you don't move. Don't cry or wiggle this time. Don't think of anything that could elicit a response. Don't cry or wiggle this time.
Jess, here are some things to think about.
Yes, here are some things to think about.
A construction site on the road.
A very simple construction site that's being run efficiently. Construction site on the road.
You are some things to think about.
Jess requested a 35-minute song, so
let's keep going.
Here are some things to think about. Don't cry or wiggle this time.
Think of putting together an IKEA shelf and all the parts are there and you're sort of just doing it with that little wrench
thing. Don't cry or wiggle this time.
Cry or wiggle this time.
Don't
cry or wiggle this.
Think of it doing a jigsaw puzzle with your grandma.
Don't cry or wiggle this time.
Think about organizing your pantry. Getting a label maker out and a bunch of different containers from the container store and just organize your pantry in your mind.
Spend some time thinking about where couscous goes. Is it rice or pasta?
Spend
some time. Going with where you put your mac and cheese box.
decide if you're going to take the cereal out of their boxes and put them in those clear containers like a freak, or are you just going to leave them in the containers that they come in because it's a little more fun, even though it's a little less organized.
Don't cry or wiggle this
cry
time.
Cry or wiggle this
cry
time.
Cry or wiggle this
Don't
time.
Cry or wiggle this time. I was thinking of doing a crescendo, but that might have elicited like
a reaction.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
A tear.
Because I was feeling like we were gonna cry or wiggle, cry or but that
yeah,
would be
but
too
that
much.
Would be, that would be crazy.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, I was talking to someone at a breakfast the other day, and I was talking about something that was making me sad, and I had sunglasses on, and I cried a single tear. It rolled down my cheek, and I thought to myself, "I'm sad in this moment, but this is incredibly chic."
But this is cinematic as fuck.
This is cinematic, and the person sitting across from me, you're welcome.
Yeah.
For being wearing a pair of sunglasses and watching a single tear roll down my cheek.
That falls into how they behave and are, huh? That's a cool way of how you behave and are.
I'm being incredibly cool in my sadness. I had no control over it being a single tear, but it just happened this way.
I'm being incredibly cool in my sadness.
Write that down, Grant.
Write that down.
I'm being
Grant, go
incredibly.
Ahead and write that down in your journal. I'm being incredibly cool in my sadness.
And you know what? Sometimes in my sadness,
I'm incredibly
uncool.
Cool. Oh.
Sometimes in my sadness, I'm like, and this, and how could it? And I'm so, and nothing is, And sometimes I'm like this. Swear to God. Sometimes I'm like this. This too shall pass.
No.
This too shall pass.
No. Grant.
Guess what, Gabe?
Yes, sir.
You also need to pull your fucking mic down over your face.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Out of nowhere, you're the loser. Pew, 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 pew. Hey, yo, let's rank the brothers.
Wait, but don't we have Grant's journal?
Yo, let's rank the brothers first.
Oh, okay.
Let's rank
the
brothers first.
All right. Okay, go ahead. Here we go.
Brother this week is Grant for that awesome diss that he just did to Gabe, where Gabe all the time is correcting me and then Grant just corrected Gabe for it. Incredible. And Grant yet again wins. And if you want another reason for why Grant wins, look at Grant and look at Gabe. Exactly.
Can we cut to my camera?
Look how dumb he looks.
Are we on my camera yet?
He walked in this morning.
Are we on my camera? Are they receiving this?
For the listener, he's doing a face mouth agape, biggest mouth I've ever seen in my life.
Straight down
the barrel of the camera. But like nobody's having sympathy for him.
I just gave you your own custom JRB ass tune.
And I gave you a custom song back. Even.
Grant just laughed at my Jason Robert Brown joke, and I don't think he actually got it. What did you think I said?
There's no way.
Also, maybe I did get it, fucking asshole.
Yeah. Do you know who Jason Robert Brown is, Grant?
I thought you said AJR, which is also a corny ass music group.
Wait, who's AJR?
You know AJR? Cause I'm with that boy, I'm in the phone. You know those guys?
I don't.
Weak by AJR. They're super corny.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've heard their music. Anyway,
I'm kind of like, some nights I wake up catching in my bed, love.
Is that
sometimes
fun?
Did
that age, huh? We loved him when he came out.
Do
you remember that? Blew our fucking minds.
Can I say, me and my friends watched that music video.
Uh-huh.
Is it that one? I think it is. We watch fun music videos at parties. Like when you're at a party,
is
a bunch
fun
of
Mika?
I think fun's Jack Antonoff.
No, Fun is not Jack Antonoff singing, is it? Is Fun Mika?
I think he's playing.
No, Jack Antonoff's always playing.
No, no, no. In the band.
I'm saying every band, Jack Antonoff's
singing. No. Like he's in the band. Like he's in the music video playing on the guitar.
No, but that's what I'm saying is every single artist, every single band, Jack Antonoff's playing in it.
It's time!
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hold on,
whoa,
let me get us in the right key. Whoa, whoa. Hold on. Hey. If this is your first episode, I'm so sorry. We do some segments. You may have felt them. You may have experienced them. This next segment is Grant's Journal. And the intro to it is morphed into like some sort of unexplainable things.
Great.
We're going to, it's going to be.
They get it. They get it. They're very smart.
This is the theme song to Grant's Journal.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sterling Silver. That's the first time we've put them together like that, actually.
Okay.
A few. I have three things. I don't know if I want to save them or
don't save. Give.
I don't have a third.
Give it all away.
Well, let me do the. Let's do our. No, let me do my journal first, and then we'll do the title thing.
Okay.
The first thing. I've really been ruminating on this one recently. I may have already brought it up before.
We'll let you know.
Is it embarrassing that I have a full-size bed and not a queen?
Yes.
Yes, you've never brought this up, but yes.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing.
Yes.
I know.
It's like, what in the
world?
How
do you guys fit?
I know.
And I have to ask you something in front of your brother and our audience.
And God.
And God. What color are your sheets? Black. Grant?
Your sheets are black?
Black sheets on a full size bed.
It matches the rest of my room.
Grant? No, I understand, but the rest of your room might need to change, brother.
Grant, if that matches the rest of your room.
Boy, time out. Hey, brother, I can't even be on your side on this one, brother. This is a pretty tough one. Boy, time in.
It's the biggest possible red flag. The one thing you have going for you is that your mattress is not on the floor, but other than
it's not navy.
It doesn't really matter. Black sheets are like, maybe when were these last washed? Why are they black? What's going on? Why does this bed feel smaller than a normal bed?
Brother, you know they ship them to you now?
Yeah.
You just go ahead, hit enter, and one will show up.
I know.
A cozy bed. Oh.
White sheets match everything.
My bed is so cozy.
Right, but you could... It can get cozier.
I do think you need to get a queen size bed.
I'm telling you, the first time you starfish in a bigger bed.
Oh, I know.
It's gonna be amazing.
I might
just go full send to a king. Just take up my whole room.
Might would it well. Fit in your room? Because if it would, you might as well. Honestly,
I mean,
if it'll fit at all. Because what the hell else are you doing in there?
Yeah,
Literally sleeping.
Yeah. I sleep in the very center of my bed every night.
Same.
Center?
Yep.
Same.
Center.
I don't care what the bed is. I'm sleeping on the side.
I sleep in the center of my bed.
Me too.
And I sleep in a lot of hotels and I sleep in the center of those beds too.
I sleep in a lot of hotels and I sleep in the side of those beds. I like to kick a foot out.
And I used
to. For temperature control.
I used to, but I don't anymore. And I will say, if I have a hotel room with two beds, first half of the night I sleep on one bed, second half of the night I sleep on the other bed, swear to God.
First half of the night?
Of each night?
Wait,
of each night.
What's alarming to me is that you guys both believed me.
Cracked eggs open on the outside of your car on your way to places.
I set an alarm for 2 in the morning and I switch beds. I jump from one bed to the other. I don't touch the ground.
That's crazy.
It literally wouldn't surprise me.
Keep going.
Should we be... I was thinking, someone commented, Gabe, can I buy you a mic stand? And Allie's mic is too high often, and Gabe's was today. Should we be the first podcast with Britney mics only?
Whoa.
I don't think it's been done.
There's a safety to this, but actually...
I don't think it's been done, and it might actually be so fire, bro. Or the option, you pop them on when the song hits your soul.
Okay.
Which is all the time.
Britney mics? But can we have corded Britney mics?
Yeah.
Brutal. I think that there's such a thing as a mic stand, and we may graduate that to that someday.
But for now, this signals sort of a chillness that I like.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
I actually only have two.
Well, then rip one off the top of your head when you get to the third.
Okay.
Love it.
Whatever it is.
Okay. Number one, cry or wiggle.
Uh huh.
Number two, mouth agape.
Uh huh.
Number three, Britney Mike Bonanza.
Okay. See, I knew we were going to arrive to a decent one.
Okay.
One more time.
Cry or Wiggle.
Uh-huh.
Mouth Agape. Uh-huh. Britney Mike Bonanza.
Okay. For me, it's very obvious.
Okay. Welcome back. Welcome to this week's episode. Welcome to this week's episode?
Yeah, literally every time.
Okay.
Welcome to this week's episode, Mouth Agape.
How do we do that?
We're like 100%.
How do we do that?
100%!
Or should it be Mouth Agape?
Sure.
Well, that is what I was talking about.
Right.
Gabe has such a big mouth.
Metaphorically? Don't tell me a secret.
No, I have a big mouth metaphorically.
Don't tell me a secret.
I absolutely adore telling secrets.
Hey, if you tell me a secret, guaranteed, I'm telling it around town.
The older I get, the more it...
You're letting secrets spill or
no,
less?
No, I keep other people's secrets, but my secrets, good luck to those. If it's about me, good luck to those secrets.
Meaning?
I'm telling coworkers. I'm telling the TSA agent.
Something that happened to me?
I'm telling a barista.
Out, bro.
I genuinely...
Do you think it's because you value story more than privacy?
I value story. I value connection. And
more than
of,
privacy.
Absolutely. And part of connection is offering.
Yes.
And so I'm like constantly being like, this is me. And now, and I genuinely am like, and now what's you? I would love to know what's you.
I would love to. Hey.
I would love to know what's you. I've got to know what's you.
What's you?
I would love to know what's you.
Will you tell me?
And I'll tell you too.
Will you tell me?
And I'll tell you too.
I'd love to know what's you.
I would love to know. I would love to know what's you.
It was a little bit Paramore, a little bit.
It's a good song. It's genuinely got. It's got legs.
Oh, sorry. I would love to know
what's you.
I would love to know what's you.
Tell me.
Okay.
I'll tell you everything. I would literally tell you anything.
Will you tell it back to me? I'll tell you everything.
Will you tell it back to me?
I want to know what's you.
I want to know what's you. That's straight up good.
I agree.
And by the way, our friend Cameron Tarlo tells us all the time that every episode the lyrics get worse. Those were good, Cameron. Those were good.
Eat shit, Cameron.
He also eat shit, Cameron. He also said
episode title
that he also expects. He said he expects that at our live show on August 16th.
Yes. By the way, thank you for listening to this episode. We're gonna do a live show.
He let me know that he bought a ticket to the live show, and he said I expect better lyrics at this show.
He will get worse.
He will get worse. Because what you will receive is worse.
What we're going to be is a little bit nervous for the first time, I think.
In our lives, for the first time in our lives.
Well, not the first time in our lives, but like doing this show in this space, no nerves. Zero nerves.
God, why would it be nervous?
Even when there's guests, it's not really nerves.
Only the two people I respect the very least are here to hear me.
No, totally. But when we do our live show, August 16th, tickets are available at the link in my bio. And also, have we put them in the bio yet? We'll do it right after this.
We certainly will. The link is in our bio.
Yeah. Ticket link is live. Mom said live here in Los Angeles at the Lyric Hyperion Theater and Cafe in Silver Lake, Los Angeles, which is the east side of LA.
And we plan to sell out. So hurry up and get your tickets. And we love you down. And
we're so thankful that you listen to this.
2026.
Girl, cook something.
If you're safe and if you're comfortable and if there's not a man there, if swear to God, girl, if there's a man there, just get him out. Now, if this actually has nothing to do with cooking, get him out of. Is there a man in your house?
Get him out. Get him out of your house.
Get him out of your house, please.
2026, Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, boys have more whimsy. Have more whimsy.
And to our younger listeners.
Go.
Goodbye. Why did you sing over me?